Okay, Alec, I guess all the plans for the week leading into the game will go out the window after just 2 minutes, and that's the main talking point of the afternoon, of course, the red card for Joel Ekstrom. What did you make of it?
Yeah, unfortunately, it obviously had massive implications on the game because we practically played the whole game with 10 against 11, so of course it made it that much more difficult. Coming to Norwich was always going to be a tough match anyway. Then first home game out of the Premier League, everybody would expect it to be a tough match, but when you're a man less for the whole game, and I have to say it was harsh. I think it's a really big decision for the referee to make that early in the game, because it wasn't a definite elbow that we all kind of would acknowledge as an elbow. It was a coming together, and I think Joel's tried to shrug him off. He has caught the lad, but I think accidentally.
And there was just that little delay, wasn't there, for the linesman flagging, which just perhaps sows the seed of doubt in everybody's minds watching, and perhaps then was such a surprise to see the referee then quickly get the red card out.
Well, I think we were all surprised that he gave a free kick in the first place because of the delay in the flag going up. But then the red card as well was just was amazing. Yes, we'll obviously have to have a look and see whether we can appeal it. But at this moment in time, it doesn't help the fact that we've lost the game 3-0.
Well, no, I mean, it's always going to be an uphill struggle from then on. How do you feel that the lads did in terms of sort of coping with the threat with a man down?
Well, I think it was tough because, you know, they obviously used the spare man quite well. They did have, a lot of the ball and created quite a lot of chances, it's fair to say. But we did, at 1-0, we had a couple of chances ourselves on the break. And that was probably our best spell just after half-time, really. Had we taken one of those, you know, maybe we could have, galvanised everybody to actually finish the game strongly. But as it was, the two goals came so quickly together, it killed the game and made it a bit of a non-event, really, for the last 15, 20 minutes.
You mentioned that little spell just after half-time and that the change involving Lloyd Dyer, and it seemed to give the side a little bit of impetus. And there did just seem to be a little bit of nervousness around Carrow Road with those two chances. And as you say, maybe things might have been different had sort of John Ruddy not made that save or Vidger's shot not been blocked.
Yeah, that's right. You're always a bit nervous, I suppose, against 10 men, and the crowd feel that as well sometimes, because on the break you're thinking, well, surely they can't score. But we did have those opportunities. Unfortunately, today, you know, this time last week we were talking about how we took our opportunities and the opposition didn't, and it's the other way around today. So, we have to dust ourselves down now and think about Tuesday, of course, and go into the Rotherham game and see what we can do there.
In terms of the goals conceded, we need to talk chips. And I guess two exquisite finishes for the first two goals. How do you look at it, I guess, from a goalkeeping point of view and perhaps Aurelio's positioning?
Well, I think, as you say, you can look at it from the technical ability of what the lads did to actually stand it up over him. He does play high, we know that, and that's what we like about him on the crosses. I think everybody can see his aggressive starting positions and the way he wants to come and dominate. I haven't seen the second one again on the computer. The first one, I think it's a fantastic finish, and you could argue that maybe a yard deeper he would have a better chance, but I still think you've got to give credit to the forward. It was an amazing spot, and a need to actually pull it off was great. Not from our point of view, of course. So yeah, I mean, we'll have a look at the goals, of course, as well on the laptop probably Monday, and see what he thinks. But he's an experienced goalkeeper, and he's made other saves in the game, and as I say, come and dealt with a lot of crosses. Mm-hmm. So it's no criticism of him, but you always have to analyse and see where you can improve.
Just finally, a lot of perhaps question marks were raised against the side's perhaps spirit towards the end of last season when things didn't go for them, that sort of run towards the end of the season. Do you take some positives perhaps from the fact that, you know, they kept going right to the end today and they were still sort of looking to try and force little openings, you know, even in sort of the last minute of injury time?
Yeah, of course. It's a difficult day today, and you have to hold your hands up sometimes and say, yeah, okay, we've been well beaten, but the lads didn't throw the towel in. And, you know, we've got another game and a lot to play for. You know, there's 44 games to go, for goodness sake. And it's a different situation to last year. totally. And I think everybody knows that we have a very strong squad that can compete at the top end of this division. So we just have to take this one on the chin and move on and get ready for Tuesday.
Great. Thanks for joining us, Alex.
Thank you.